This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Operation Christmas Child, whose gift-filled shoeboxes will result in evangelism and discipleship for more than 4 million children this year. Learn how to pack a shoebox and find your drop-off at samaritanspurse.org/OCC. National Collection Week is November 12 to 19. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a discussion with TGC Council members Ryan Kelly, Julius Kim, and Daryl Williamson, answering the question, is it okay for a Christian to stay in a job just for the paycheck?
Well, brothers, we're excited to have a very, very interesting conversation here this afternoon. And let me just throw this question out. Is it okay to work just for a paycheck?
Just for a paycheck. Well, the first thing I would want to say is, yeah, providing for your family is a good thing. And not providing for your family is a really bad thing. It's worse than an infidel, Paul said. So sometimes you just need to work in order to provide for your family. But the next thing I'd want to say is there's that Christian doctrine of vocation where no job is just a job. It's a calling. You know, you're loving God and loving neighbor in whatever job you're doing. So I think someone getting a hold of that doctrine of vocation and thinking of their work not just for a paycheck would be a really helpful and important thing.
Yeah, I think that's a very helpful concept that we embrace this idea of a vocation. Julius, so if I'm working, say, as a janitor, I'm working in a kitchen, and I'm just doing this job because my family needs it, how can I discover that God has a real purpose for me in that job?
Yeah, I think Ryan mentioned earlier the importance of calling, and I think that's an important concept that we need to think about more carefully, not only as general believers, but even as ministers, as we train our people to think about their careers, their callings. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, as I think about calling, whether you're a janitor or a pro quarterback, whatever it may be, I think you have to bring three things together, three things in mind. The kind of unique gifts that God has given to you. Because I think God, when he creates us, he gives us unique abilities and skills that no one else has. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to be you need to take kind of a self-inventory of the unique gifting that you have. But I also think you need to think about your desires. I think God even gives us unique desires to do certain things with our lives. And so how does then our gifting, the unique skills that we've been given and experienced over the years, our desires kind of mesh together? And then the final piece of that is an opportunity. Where are the unique places that God has placed us? The settings, the context in which God places us, whether it's in a bathroom or in a locker room, right? God has somehow given us these unique gifting, desire, and context that how do we then ultimately honor God, like Ryan said, honor God and also serve our neighbor to the best of our ability. So I think that's the way I would try to approach our people, at least my people in my church, as they think about their vocation.
So there's nothing wrong with switching jobs in order to be more useful to others, more glorifying to God, to find something that I enjoy more than what I have been doing, right?
Absolutely. And what I tell people is I don't think that means you have to be necessarily a minister to do that. I think when people think about calling, they think, pastor, I don't want to be a pastor. Like, actually, no. Be a cobbler, Luther said, right? Luther talked about be the best cobbler you can be. And in that way, you actually honor God and you serve your neighbor.
That's
to the
good.
Best of your ability.
Yeah, so. I think that's very helpful. I think a lot of the challenges that we feel as we work is that many of us work in areas that we don't really feel passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question for us is, as I go to work every day to do my job, that's not my heart, I don't really feel called to it, at least not in the sense that I've got this real desire or drive to do it, yet God has providentially placed me there.
That's right.
And so how do I lean into a job and make it a vocation when I don't really feel a deep conviction around the work itself?
Yeah, preaching to yourself, right? So it's a mindset, it's an orientation. Our natural inclination is towards envy and towards complaint. But if I'm going about my difficult work, even frustrating work, telling myself what I know to be true, you know, maybe going through a book on vocation, or there are a lot of new books out on work, in sort of a theology of work. Something like that could be really helpful for someone who's really struggling to see it more than drudgery.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Is there a transformational element to doing work that we're not really attracted to, but yet doing it in a very focused way, doing it with excellence? How does that shape us and really kind of, you know, bring us more into, like, say, a sanctification process?
Yeah, I think this is where our theology and what we actually believe about God matters. Doctrine actually matters. If we believe God is present in our lives every day.
That's good, Julius.
That God is actually present, that he's actually in control, that he's also good. That anything that we do, even if sometimes we don't feel like it, it's not unlike raising children, right? There are a lot of times I don't like raising my girls. But somehow God has placed me there. His presence is there. He's sovereign over this situation. He's given me certain skills. Now, prayerfully, I got to say, Lord, I'm going to listen to you through your word, by your spirit. How do I best pursue excellence as a father, as a minister, as a janitor, as a whatever I do? Is that this is where doctrine and believing it and living out of that, I think, is really important.
In the doctrine of the curse, right. I just was in Ecclesiastes 2 preaching it on Sunday, and it's called toil. Right, and so there's this unhappy business that God has given us to do, and yet the chapter ends with there is nothing better than to eat and drink and have enjoyment in your toil.
Amen.
When God's in the picture, so it can be difficult, and I've got a theological category for that: thorns and thistles. Right, and yet it can be more than just thorns and thistles. It can be the glory of God. It can be. Sure. Experience of his presence and, you know, doing those first greatest commandments, the first and second greatest commandments.
That's really good, brothers. This has been very helpful. The Lord has called us to be workers. God is a worker. Most of the folks in our churches have jobs. It's important for us to provide this kind of real encouragement and affirmation that God has called them where they are.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.